I'm delighted to be joined by Kate Conroy of Every Run Club Cork. Kate recently was awarded the inaugural Ellen Cassidy Spirit of Running Award in memorial of Ellen, who sadly passed away last year during the marathon. Kate, first off, congratulations. What an achievement.
Oh, thank you so much. It was really unexpected, to be honest, and I didn't even know I had won it when I did. It was actually one of the girls from Run Club texted and was like, did you hear the news? And I was like, what? And she sent me the screenshot and I was literally like, oh my God. My mom was like, what's going on? And when I explained everything, she was literally like, oh my God. She was like bawling, crying and everything. So we were just delighted.
Such an achievement. And I've heard you mention like you and Ellen went to school together. Like this must have been such a full circle moment for you, like in such a nice way to commemorate her.
Oh, completely. I would have been in like fifth and sixth year with Ellen. So we were in Bruce together. So you obviously all come from like your different schools and then you're all mixed. So the year would have been quite small. And we were in like a few classes together, like French, biology, and she was always so smart. And we went on our sixth year holiday and everything together. And it was one of those things, it was like we just drifted naturally because she went up to UL first and then I think she finished in UCD. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like a matter of, you know, you just go into different friendship groups and things like that when you get to college. But again, one of those girls who, when you bump into her, will always stop and chat, always ask, how is everyone getting on? Literally remembers the smallest of things that you would have said a few months ago, like, you know, the last time you see her. But again, would have kept in touch on like Instagram and like, always liking stories and things like that. But to be getting that award like in her memory is just, it's such a honor because she is just so amazing and it's such a reflection on her.
Definitely.
She's an amazing person.
Yeah, and such a testament. And it's such a testament to the community you've created in Every Run Club. Like, I don't know if any listeners know, but it was voting based. So like, can you tell us a little bit about how the club came about and this community you've built?
Yeah, so my sister set it up originally in Melbourne. So she moved over there maybe 3 years ago and she was looking for kind of a social, like less pressure on pace type run club that wasn't really in where she was living. So all the run clubs over there would have been like 6 a.m, 5 minute pace, you know, what's your PB on Strava and all this kind of thing, running with your tops off. And she was kind of like, oh God, like that's not the vibe I'm in for. So she kind of saw a little bit of a gap in the market and like not even in an entrepreneurial way, but more just like she genuinely wanted to meet people being new to the city. So she said, well, there's nothing that I like in these run clubs, so I'm going to make my own. And that's how it kind of came to be. And then when she came home maybe two Christmases ago, she did like a Cork pop-up. So it literally was just like me, my boyfriend, a couple of my friends and her boyfriend's family who came to this run club. So it was literally just like a big group of friends, maybe like 10 of us.
Yeah.
And we did that maybe twice when she was home. And before she left, she was like, I really think this is something you could keep going. Like there were a few run clubs in Cork at the time. And she was kind of like, oh, like, you know, there's always room for more than one. Like one brings on the other, I think. And she was kind of saying like, it's something that you should definitely consider. Cause I would have been running myself a bit at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this will kind of keep you running at least once a week anyways. And kind of something to do. So then I was kind of like, won't I? And eventually then I bit the bullet and I said, okay, I'll do it. So I set up the Instagram page and I put up the first post, like, and it was like literally a Thursday. And I think I was like, we're running this Saturday, because I wanted to just keep that momentum going. Mm-hmm. And at that first one, I think it was like me, a few friends, my mom. So it kind of went from there. And then from that, we grew to doing like Wednesday evenings as well, because I found we did have a morning run club. But I found that there was other places doing it as well. So I said the thing that I was kind of looking for was someone to run with in the evening. Mm-hmm. Just with everything that kind of has happened, like Aisling Murphy and things like that. I just think it's so important that women have a safe space that they can come and run. Because like even from my own experiences, my mum would never let me out the house to go for a run on my own in the darker winter evenings. So I needed it myself. And I said, well, at least I'll be able to provide that space for somebody else. Like whether you're running with one other person or a whole group of people, it's just so much better when you have that company. Even if you don't want to talk to them or anything like that, it's just to have those kind of eyes around you as well. Because you just never know And I think it was important to kind of bring something like that to the city that isn't like about pace or anything like that. It's literally just to come and socialise and have that little bit of a safeness around it.
Definitely. And like, I'm admittedly part of the WhatsApp group. I unfortunately haven't gone out yet, but like the community
that's
is
okay.
Yeah. But like the club has gone from strength to strength. Like, was this something, like, when did you realise something special was kind of happening?
To be honest, I think it only was in like the last couple of weeks or months. Like, it felt like the last year has been kind of like so quick. And there was one time last year, like very early stages, we went one evening, like my boyfriend, Matthew, he comes to every single run club. So I feel like he like should get some of this award because he's actually there every week. So I'd like to split it with him. But there was one evening we went and one person came and I was actually like, oh my God. And it was a miserable evening. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh God, this is it now. No one's ever going to come again. And I was like, you know what though? I'll keep going because even if nobody shows up, the only person who's going to know is me. And at least I showed up.
Yeah.
So one person came one evening and he was actually so lovely, aww, Dean. And he comes back now every now and again. He wouldn't be very regular, but when he does come back, I always like to make the effort to chat to him as well because it was just like that one evening, nobody else showed up. He showed up. But it really has in the last maybe like 3 months taken off. So like we would have before, maybe like when we got 30 people, I'd be like, oh my God, like because 30 people is a lot of people when you see them in a group. But there was a few weeks there we were getting like 70 people like regularly on a Wednesday and I was actually like, what the hell? Like I just was never expecting it. And like a group of people that like you nearly know a lot of them. Like I wouldn't know everybody by name because, you know, I don't have the
70
brain
people.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know every single person, but like it would be a pretty solid group of regulars who would show up week in, week out without fail, whether it's raining, sunny, like they'd be there consistently. And I think it's a testament to the group itself. Like everyone who comes, it's nothing to do with me. It's the people in the community that make it what it is. Everyone is so nice and so welcoming. And it's just such a good place to come if you're new to the city. Like we've had so many people come from, I know when I was on the other interview, I literally just said Australia and Brazil. And I went completely blank, but we have people from America, the Netherlands, Switzerland, France, Germany. Where else? See, I'm going blank again. England. But it's a great base for them to come. Like a lot of them have come and been like, I've nowhere to live. I've no job. And like they've come to Run Club and like there's a house of three or four people now. And it's like three people who've met at Run Club.
Oh my goodness.
Which is like, I think it's crazy. I'm like, oh my God. But sorry, what did you ask me?
Just how did you know it was turning into something special? But that in itself is something special. Like there's friendships growing outside of the running.
Exactly. Now, we haven't had a Run Club romance just yet, but I did actually bump into two people on a date yesterday. And I was completely like, oh my God, I'm not going to say their names, or anything, but I was literally like, oh my God. And that's probably like our first maybe Run Club romance, which I think is nice as well, because it's like, it's not a place where you can come and like have to be seen to be like talking to people or anything like that. Like it's very like no pressure. But it is a place you can come if you do want to meet people as well.
Definitely. And how does one join and where and when do you meet? Obviously on a Wednesday and a Saturday.
Yeah, so you literally don't have to join like officially or anything like that. It is a good idea to be in the WhatsApp group chat because that's where I post first. But our Instagram is good as well. And like we're Everyone Club Cork on Instagram. So if anybody wants to follow along there, I don't post that often, but when I do, it's really good. But we run Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 9:30 for 5K. And then if you want to do a longer run, we run at like 8:30. So meeting outside Crush Coffee at the Marina Market and we'll run along the Marina Promenade just because they've done such a nice job there. It's probably one of the nicest greenways in the city, which is central to everyone as well. Like I know there's loads of places we can go, but just for like a central meeting point, I always find it's just easiest for people. So you literally just show up, bring a good attitude, bring your runners, bring a friend if you want. But I always encourage people, like, don't be dependent on your friends to come because you can always just come and meet new people down there. I always encourage people to learn one new person's name. So even if you do come to Run Club, you have your Run Club group. It's nice to have that kind of, what's the word? Like
camaraderie kind of?
Yeah, exactly. And just like, remember as well that you were new once, and if somebody kind of extended that olive branch to you to kind of invite you into your group or whatever, it's just nice to kind of pay that back. But that being said, at the same time, even though there are groups, everyone mingles. So if you just like chat to anybody, everyone's so nice. So yeah, just show up, and you don't even have to run the full 5K. You can literally run, walk, do whatever you like. Distance is not at the top of our agenda. The top of the agenda is literally just the social aspect of it and taking the pressure out of it. Because I think a lot of the time now, people are so obsessed with like Strava, mm-hmm. PBs, everything like that, that people kind of forget why they're running. And like the whole point is that you're supposed to enjoy it and you're supposed to be out there and socialize. So yeah, I think it's just like re-emphasizing why you're running and what you're running for.
Oh, that's just great. And have you any upcoming races? Are you running in Cork City?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing the half on the 31st of May. So I know there's a big group of us doing it, and we have our shakeout run on Saturday, the 30th of May. So there's going to be loads of giveaways and prizes and things like that. And afterwards, we're going to be doing like a sign making thing. There's going to be a little bit of a yoga stretch. So people can come down. It's completely free to come. You don't even have to be like a member. Like, we're not members, but you don't have to come all the time to come to the shakeout run. Even if you're just new to the city for the weekend that's in it, you can just come down. It's going to be 3 kilometers. So it's very accessible for everyone. And you don't even have to be running in the event to come down. So it's going to be outside the Marina Market where we meet every week. And it's going to be actually a really good one. So there's going to be loads of things there.
Brilliant. I'll definitely have to get down. Kate, thank you so much. And we wish you only the best for the rest of the year.